Ham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
How big is the World Cup? You guys ever heard of it?
Soccer?
Yeah.
Football?
Si.
Si, claro.
The World Cup is happening 2026 in North America, Canada, United States, and Mexico. 9 of the World Cup games have taken place in Dallas Stadium in Arlington. They have had the most games this tournament. The next and final scheduled FIFA World Cup game in Dallas Stadium, AT&T Stadium, is this Tuesday, July 14th. It'll be France versus either Spain or Belgium, meaning if the U.S. didn't suck so bad the other day, in some alternate universe, the United States could be playing in our backyard to go to the finals against France.
In front of America's greatest fans, those in the Metroplex. They had a chance. They had a chance for the ultimate home field advantage.
And they blew it.
And they decided to suck instead.
Guys, we should suck, dude.
All right.
Agreed.
Oh, I got a little stress fracture in my leg. Oh.
How profitable has this World Cup been for the city of Arlington?
I've been working my rickshaw out there every day, so I've been cashing in.
I would love to see him do a rickshaw. Are rickshaws still at the ballpark? They used to be a big player back at the old ballpark. Are they still a thing at the new one?
I'm not sure.
I had no idea what you were talking about. Had to look it up.
A rickshaw?
I mean, now that I see it, I know what you're referring to, but I didn't know what it was called.
Are we a generation away from not having rickshaws?
I've never thought about that question.
No, good already question. There.
I'm not prepared to answer that question with any level of confidence. What do you think?
I had to look it up. I had to look up what it was. You think I'm prepared to speak on the future of it?
Well, that stands. You don't even know what it is, and you've been on this earth for like 50 years.
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't feel like I've seen one around here in a long time. I don't know that I've seen one in the wild in decades.
Never any in your pool room or your living room, just rolling through.
Maybe the people
takes a rickshaw to the park across from your house.
Maybe the rickshaw pilots avoid my area just in case I might put my thumb up looking for a ride.
I think their rickshaw admiral is the proper term.
Oh.
Not pilot?
No, that's stupid.
You think that little...
You think they have ranks in rickshaw?
I think there are better ones than others, yeah.
Yeah.
But you think that rickshaw would have a hard time moving me in the back seat? Especially the ones where, like, I see the ones here where it's a guy that has to, like, physically carry almost.
Yeah, those are the good ones. I'm not talking about the bike ones.
Where you're running with it?
Yeah. having a real tough time.
Where he's got to call his wife to come and handle it.
Get the whole family
Bring
here.
The kids.
We got a big one.
Grandpa
Joe. Whole family.
Everyone in the Willy Wonka bed.
Sir, we're going to have to charge you a little extra. I'm sorry. Don't be offended.
Money's no object. I flick my change at him.
But I do want to go twice as far now.
Yeah.
You're going to charge me extra.
I'm going to break my back.
Take me to the Jack in the Box 5 miles from here, not two.
No! Boy, that's beaten. Taking a rickshaw to a Jack in the Box.
Would they let you go through the drive-thru? Does that count?
I don't know. You may not trip the sensor to have them come over the speaker.
Is it a sensor? Because I thought it was just they listen for your car through the box.
Buddy.
There's a sensor that gets
more advanced than that.
Okay. Because there's sometimes where I'll go in my electric car and there's no sound emitting from the engine and they don't say anything. Maybe because I go there all the time and they just are sick of me.
They're just disgusted by how lib you are.
Oh my gosh.
They're just throwing up back there.
They actually have a little periscope that they look through that comes out the top of the...
Hands here!
The restaurant, and that's how they know you're there.
But
like a submarine.
I always thought the rickshaw bike rider was... I thought that was a great way to get exercise and make money. Like, that just seemed like you're killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. And I would tip well when I rickshawed, so I assume they do really well, but I don't see them anymore. So
what do you consider a big tip, a good tip?
So I think it's like
his
10...
corny dog stick.
I think it was like 10 buck to use it.
I'll imitate your voice on an 840.
Yeah, I'll do a laser.
That's your tip.
No, I think it was like 10 buck to do it, and I would tip another 10, so they get like at least 20.
Where were you getting rickshawed
from Ranger's lot farthest towards the highway to Old Ballpark.
Innes.
And it was also kind of like a flex because it was then girlfriend. Like, yeah, I could pay for rickshaws.
No, no one has ever flexed booking a rickshaw to their girlfriend.
And little did she know.
It worked.
How much of a paper tiger that money was.
Spent your life. You took out a loan.
It's a rickshaw. But back to Arlington.
Oh, yeah.
And the World Cup.
Because DJ's working.
Indeed.
Yes. How also, profitable has it been?
Also.
For hotel and short-term rentals only. June 2026, hotel revenues for Arlington reached at a historic $31 million, smashing the previous record of $23.5 million set in 2024. That was when the Cowboys had three games in a month and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight all happening.
What kind of money is the Bowling Hall of Fame bringing in?
I don't know.
Probably pretty close.
It's tough to track that.
Yeah.
Now, hotel stays are down 1% from last year, but room rates are up 41%, so people are paying more to stay.
Not ideal.
Not ideal at all.
I wonder how those people that Airbnb'd their house during all this are doing.
I don't know.
That was my plan. Mm-hmm.
But they, like, zoned you out or something?
Yeah, our little HOA did not opt into it, so we were not in the entertainment zone, technically. We were in the giant circle that they have around that area, but we had a little cutout in ours that ours didn't allow it. So
you had a little Luxembourg cutout?
Basically,
that
yeah. Just a little unincorporated zone of, no, they didn't want that in our little neighborhood. But
DJ's
whenever
DJ's little home is Vatican City.
Seriously. Yeah, and I mean, whenever we bought the house in 2021, I did have an idea of that, of just like that this was a possibility that we were going to do
Man,
this.
What foresight.
Bought a house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you were able to think about it, if you were going to be able to rent your house out for $3,000 or $4,000 a night for 10 to 15 days, something like that. I mean, that, I mean, a normal size Airbnb is, for a house of my size, I would guess between $300 to $500. So World Cup, it's a mile away from the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it. I figured that it would have some type of premium that people would be staying there.
So with the month and a half you've been using your home, if you could rent it out for World Cuppers, would make up for the previous 4 years of living there in terms of revenue?
Oh, yeah. It's like buying playoff tickets.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah.
The World Cup pays for it all.
It was just a little sweetener, I thought.
Yeah. Quick hotel aside.
Yeah.
As I'm trying to book a hotel for a trip coming up, I got, you know, went to the big hotel aggregate sites that'll show you everything available in the area. Really weird to me that one of the top options or things that they think you care about was, like, in one room I was looking at, it said, you know, non-smoking, Wi-Fi, in-room, cable. And then the fourth thing on the list was hair dryer.
Hair dryers are big players.
They are?
Yeah.
People book rooms based on it having a hair dryer?
Dude, I just had to go through it and go through a panic for our upcoming trip. You made sure that all of our hotels and stuff had hair dryers, right?
Really?
Like,
does your castle you're going at have one?
It does, actually.
They got an outlet in that castle?
They do.
Interesting.
It's upgraded.
Chicks, I guess chicks they just need, don't want to pack one.
Chicks need hair dryers,
or is it like a
bro?
Medieval times hair dryer, where it's just a man blowing?
Hey, I'll dry your hair. It was that, and then also
just
all
tip
of
me
them,
a lamb shank.
Looks like
good.
You use conditioner.
All yeah, very healthy scalp.
Can I have your
advertising
your leftover flakes?
They have alarm clocks as a big deal too.
Yeah,
that's antiquated.
That seems super antiquated. Just like when you drive by the hotel and see on the marquee, like,
free
HBO.
Cable.
Yeah, we Ooh. Have HBO. Like, yeah, I would hope so. Anyway.
No, you're right. The hair dryer, though.
It's a big player for the lady.
Maybe I just don't. Okay. All the ladies I travel with.
Don't have hair.
They're just bald.
Yeah, they're all chemoed up.
Is that why he keeps getting cancer to meet women?
I hope not.
At least I'm going full bore and not faking it.
Yeah. Got to commit to the bit.
Yes, I'll give you credit for
that. Bug chase.
For economic impact, they are estimating $18 to $25 million per match. This is total, not just hotels and whatnot. This is higher than anticipated. The city of Arlington originally invested $1 million of local funds to secure the 9 matches.
So wasn't all the conversation heading into the World Cup that they're at 1% capacity of hotels and that it was going to be a massive disaster and that they oversold everything, and now you're telling me that it's above what they thought?
Well, like I said, they were down 1% in hotel stays.
But they made it up bigly
with
by charging
the rates,
more.
Yeah.
Bigly.
Bigly.
They're not, I mean, they wouldn't announce if it was a disaster, right? They wouldn't tell us that.
No.
Fake news you're talking about?
Well, I think it would look like a massive ostrich-sized egg on their face if it was poor. I don't doubt that it was successful, but I also think that they would sweep some of that under the rug if it didn't work out.
Maybe so, but I think that there's always somebody that's trying to be the contrarian and try to point out that something wasn't as great as everyone was making it out to be.
One thing they can't account for is the hobosexual. We've talked about hobosexuals here, which are...
It's all we talk about.
Most. People who enter a romantic relationship primarily for free housing or financial support.
Yeah.
So they are finding out that on Hinge and other dating apps, people are trying to hook up and match with people in locations where the World Cup is happening so they can have a free place to stay.
Good grift.
I'm going to say pretty smart.
Pretty smart.
If you can make it work and you're not doing anything nefarious, then...
If you could find love along the way.
Where is the 2030 World Cup?
So you could buy a house to hook up?
It's another one of the triples. It's in like 3 different places again.
It is?
Iraq, Where Iran, is it?
Morocco, and Portugal, and Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Get a place in Spain and then make sure you get a hairdryer. Or so nobody will stay with you.
I will try to hobosexual my way through.
Oh, you're going to go. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go over there and just use what God gave me to get housing.
So it's the equivalent of when the female will only post the picture shoulders up. You're just posting.
Or the group with their friends and she's the fat one. As a wise man once said.
Being a little more delicate than that. But you're just posting pictures knee and above.
Yeah, just left leg only with pants on.
Sausage tie?
But not the Dak photo.
We're going to cut that out. Or maybe I'll use the
FUBU shirt
the
one?
AI photo, that the guy made us a few weeks ago with me wearing a do-rag and
a shirt
FUBU
with
polo.
With 9 FUBU logos on it.
Like he's a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, like a NASCAR jacket.
When I used to wear a do-rag. This guy made me look like a BET-sponsored NASCAR.
Someone, I need to find that and tweet that out.
Someone going to tell Monty he can't smoke his Black and Milds in studio. It's just, it's not good.
Nah, brother. Been all right.
But there you have it. Some numbers for World Cup here in Dallas Stadium, Arlington.